Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, with the man in the driver's seat, the man who seems to go everywhere and know everybody, Mr. Orange County, John Gutierrez.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, all of our listeners, for tuning in to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez. We're here again with another superhero in the community, someone that has been doing so much. She's the CEO and founder of Mujeres Sin Límites. She's a blogger. She's a public speaker, an inspirational woman events leader who, of course, runs Women Without Limits, a marketing and content creator. And, you know, she loves helping grow your business through her Marca Futura agency that she has. So if you have a business, she can help you grow it. Welcome, Paulina Thomas.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me. I loved your introduction.
We got to make sure we do it right, right? That we put all the titles. And I know Mr. Paul Roberts was asking about all these titles, and we'll go into it. We'll get into all of the things that you're doing. We're also going to be talking about your event that's coming up. Of course, Mujeres Sin Límites. We'll talk about this paint and bond event that's really cool that's coming up, right? Next week, if I'm correct, April 30th.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yes. Right? And so we'll talk about that. So if anybody wishes to, of course, attend it and be a part of it, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll get into all of that and everything you're doing in the community. But first and foremost, all of our listeners love to get to know who our guest is. And if you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself,
sure,
where you grew up and in that journey, and then we'll get into the whole business and the event.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so my name is Paulina. I'm originally from Colombia. I have been in the U.S. for about 20 years. It feels like I just got back from Colombia, and it's been an amazing journey. I focus on helping my Hispanic community because that's something that I'm passionate about. That's where I find my purpose. And, you know, when I first came to the U.S., it wasn't easy. And, you know, when you see someone and you see that they're doing so well, you never know their story behind. And finally, I'm starting to feel more comfortable to share my story. And everything started when my mom first moved to the U.S. She moved here due to violence in Colombia. So she left my brother and I behind. But she always told us that she was moving here for our future. My father was born in the U.S., but I never had the residency or the citizenship. I don't know why. And when I first came to the U.S., I remember my mom. I was so happy to see her. But we only were able to stay here in the U.S. for 30 days. Somebody told us, just go to Tijuana, to the border, and they're going to stamp your passport again so you can stay longer. So we decided to do that. One day we started driving to Tijuana with my brother, and my mom had to stay in the U.S. because she couldn't cross the border.
Wait, but so it was just you and your brother driving back?
And my mom.
And your mom.
We were all going, but we were supposed to leave her somewhere in San Diego. But there was a moment of tension, like we didn't know where to go, and we missed the exit. So we crossed my mom. And when we crossed, my mom just said, you know what, let's just go back, let's drive back, and let's just tell the guys that look at the cameras that we just crossed by mistake. So we didn't even think twice, and we just returned. And then when we were by the border, they asked for your passports. My brother and I show our passports. We just had a tourist visa. And then we were telling them, like, no, we just want to stay longer. And they were like, what about your mom? And we were like we didn't know what to say. My mom was married to an American citizen. So
how old were you and your brother at the time?
So I was 12. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So what happened is that they just started checking us, taking our belongings. They thought that we were suspicious.
Like, very, very scary situation, yes, obviously. Because yes, your children, your kids, and your mom's like, yes, and you guys are trying to figure out what to do. Wow.
Yeah. And it sounded a little bit like, why? If her dad was born in the U.S., why she doesn't have her citizenship and why she couldn't live in the U.S.? So they left us there for several days. You know, we were in the border, like kind of like in jail. I remember they were giving us a box and with an apple and a juice. And I remember eating this black apple, and I was like, I never want to leave this in my life. This is horrible.
And you were stuck, basically.
Yes, I was stuck. And then they were just kept asking, like, No, we found a study card that your brother was studying in the U.S. He was just studying English in college. Mm-hmm. And they said, with a tourist visa, you cannot do that. So you're doing something that is wrong.
It's illegal, basically.
Yeah, it's illegal. Yeah.
Trying to find a crime almost on purpose. Wow.
And then my mom, she was in the process to becoming a resident, but she couldn't leave the U.S. So I remember one day waking up and they gave me a number, kind of like when you are in jail, that they're going to take a photo of you holding a number. Mm-hmm. And that was the moment that I decided, okay, if I don't make a scene here, I'm going to get stuck. I don't know what's going to happen. I might not be able to see my brother and my mom, because those 4 days I couldn't even see my brother. And
oh, you guys were separated?
Yeah, we were separated. They separated.
That's very scary.
Men from women, yeah.
Wow.
And they just didn't know how to handle our case. They were just saying like, no, because your brother had a study card, like he cannot be studying in the U.S. And, you know, I started screaming, and there was somebody who came to help us because they saw a little girl crying, like, what's going on? And the social worker, she said, the most I could do is I have to let you go outside the U.S. So they escorted us, they walked us to the border with our card, and they told us you can never come back to the U.S. and your card can not even come back to the U.S. So when we were in Tijuana, we were like, where to go? We were staying in hotels. We would meet with the coyotes, which are the people that try to cross you.
Help you. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So it was a scary situation. I remember my mom saying, she's a journalist, so she said, let's go to the border and let's make a strike. We're not going to eat, and I'm going to be there with you guys with signs saying that we need to go back to the U.S., that your dad is American, that you had a visa, that only because your brother was studying English. Why? But nothing happened. Nobody listened to us. And then my mom decided, you know what? I'm going to go back to the U.S. no matter what. You guys go back to Colombia, and then I promise you that you're going to come back.
Wow.
So it was hard because I came back to Colombia and I didn't know if my mom was going to be able to cross.
You and your brother went back to Colombia at that point.
Yeah.
And your mom was stayed there in Tijuana.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if she was going to go over the border to work and work in the U.S.
Yes.
Wow.
She's a hard worker, so she already had a house that she bought to herself, savings, a job, a car.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And her dream was to just have a better life for my brother and I. And then she was always like, by what? You guys are not American citizens if your dad was born here. So when we were in Colombia, we kept going to the embassy, and they told us, yeah, your dad was born in the U.S., but even if he's outside the U.S., he has to pay taxes. And they were saying like, no, until your dad doesn't pay taxes for all these years, he never worked here. He only worked outside. They said, you cannot get the residency. So it just seemed like a business. And I had already quit on the idea of coming back to the U.S. I was already going to medical school. I decided to be a good kid. You know, I could have been, you know, this is so bad. I'm just going to be on my own. But I was always a good student. I started medical school. And I remember one day we get these envelopes that says, we open it and it says, you have 6 months to leave your country as a resident. And if you don't leave your country, you're going to lose your visa. So I was deciding, like, what should I do? Should I just become a doctor here, or should I go back to the U.S.? And, you know, I really wanted something else for me, and I wanted to see my mom again. So I decided to come to the U.S. And then this time I wanted to take all the opportunities. I graduated from college. I actually graduated from UC Irvine.
Congratulations.
And, you know, I learned English by myself.
Which is where we're at right now, at UCI, of course. Wow.
Like I would be sitting in a chair and somebody told me that's the chair. That's how I learned English. And this is a way for me to say that there is no excuses.
How old were you when you came back to the U.S.?
When I came back, I was 18.
18.
Yeah. So
then you continued your studies. And obviously at that point, you went to UCI and all that, and you graduated. Wow, that's amazing. Like, to come back after all that you had been through.
Yeah.
And how was your mom doing at that point? How was she doing in your family?
You know, it was very hard when we were not together. And a lot of family members would tell you, like, why did she leave? Why you guys are not with her? But I always knew that it was for a better reason. Like, I always knew she did it for my brother and I.
That's great.
Yes. And then I started working in medical sales. I was a really good salesperson. I remember winning the salesperson of the year.
Really?
Yes.
Medical sales, like pharmaceuticals? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
For Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. That's a big job.
Yeah.
That's just not any job. Johnson & Johnson's a big job.
Yeah, so I realized that whenever you come from hard, you take all the opportunities, like there is no tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
And I always felt that desire to give back to my community, to help the community. So I joined an organization called KidSafe. And they told me, you know what, I just need somebody to do art events every weekend to advocate for these kids, to find them families. So they would bring older kids from Colombia that never found a family in Colombia, and they were older than five, to the U.S. for a month. And this month, you had to find them families. So it was a big challenge because I would do events every single weekend and advocating and contacting people. So I feel
like... So it was like a foster program, right?
Yes.
Fostering kids.
Yes.
Adopting kids,
yes.
I guess you could say.
And I remember I got to know all these stories, very hard stories. And I fell in love with one kid, that his name was Sebastian, and he was so sweet. And I'm like, he deserves a family. So I remember talking to families. I ran into a family that already had four kids, and they were open to it. So it was a beautiful story because he went back to Colombia and it took him probably like 3 months for the whole process. So one day the family called him on a video call and they asked him like, you want to be my son? You want to be, I'm your new dad.
And they adopt him, right?
Yeah, and the brothers, they were like, you want to be my brother? So that moment was beautiful. And we just had an event. You just went to that event. So
This past weekend.
Yeah, this past weekend.
And he was there.
Yeah, I invited him. He's been in the U.S. for 5 years. He's doing great. He's in high school. He is a good athlete. So hearing stories like this makes me happy and makes me realize that even if you do something that you're not getting paid, but it's giving you reward, it's making you satisfied, it's worth it.
Yes.
And that's...
It's fulfilling. It's fulfilling, right?
It's fulfilling, yes.
Yes. And it could be also, to many people, it's therapeutic.
Yes.
You know, if you think about it, we're constantly healing from something.
Yes.
And it could be that all those years you went through a lot with your mom.
Yes.
And now you doing all this, it's good for you. It helps you heal from so many of those, like, those were tough times.
Yeah. And it makes me realize, you know what, I don't feel like broken or I never talk about it. I kind of put it in the past. But it's that drive that you just have, like, if everybody helps a little bit, the world would be much better. And that's a message that I always want to give people. Like, you don't have to be hurt or you don't have to go through hardship to help others. We can always find ways to help others somehow.
And yeah, I can say that every time I've heard you speak at your events, you have this very positive, just positive, positive, positive output, which to some people, they can perceive it as like, oh, this girl has a perfect life, right? This person has never had it tough, like you said earlier. It's important people know your journey, right? Because like you did on Saturday, you shared your journey at the event.
Yes.
And it was very inspirational. And I could see that, you know, even if you see the videos, if you go online now, I mean, just everybody from the social media, how they made comments, how they reposted it. I know before you walked into the studio, we were talking about it and you were even surprised how many people were just, the feedback was just like, I don't think they really knew the story about you.
Yes.
Right?
Because that's something about me. I don't feel hurt, so I don't share the story all the time. And, you know, I feel like when somebody's hurt, they have to tell the story to everybody. So I didn't feel the need. But it's good to tell people where you're coming from. That way they get to know you better and they truly know who you are. And to continue on my journey, you know, I work with KidSafe, helping children. And a year ago, I started another project. I always wanted to help women from Hispanic in this country. So to help the Hispanic community, inspire them to feel better about themselves, to help them in their businesses, because I feel like sometimes there is not a lot of resources for females that are not from the U.S. They don't know where to start. So what I do is I make events for them every month. I always bring speakers and we bring them tools for them to grow personally and also professionally.
Yes. I have to ask you something that I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that in your social media, you're very good at, you know, speaking, portraying. Like, where do you think you got that from? Do you think that was from your mom? Like, where did you get that? Did you have a mentor, a good teacher, maybe at UCI when you were in college? Because you have that, I'm not afraid of the camera. I'm not afraid to speak. You know, you're just... Where do you think you got that? Is that something naturally?
You know what? That's another story. The story is so cool. When I came to the U.S., I wanted to go to college, but I didn't really have the money. So I remember I kept asking people, you know, what's a job that I can do that can give me a lot of money to pay for my school, but I don't, you know, because you don't have a career, you cannot find that job. But someone told me one day, you should go to this casting. It's for to represent the brand of a beer brand. And all you have to do is tell people to vote for you. It was a contest. Mm. And if you win, you win $60,000. So I said to myself, if I'm going to join this, I'm going to win.
Really?
And that's something that I have, is like persistency. And you need that persistency to be successful at anything. So I was going to every single place, telling people to vote for me, speaking in events, speaking. So I feel like I got that from those experiences. And you know what? One day I woke up and I actually won the contest. So I won $60,000.
Did you really?
Yeah. And it's not like they just give you the money. Of course, you had to do something. So it was a contract to take photos to represent the brand.
Of course.
And it was something that I didn't know I was good at. But sometimes you just learn what you love, what you're passionate about it, mm-hmm. by trying new things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel that my experience in modeling, because I did it for a long time, I work in TV, is what made me have a voice, don't be shy, learn how to speak in camera. But that was never my main career, but I always did it as a side hobby. And I realized that I had a talent that I didn't know.
Yes, because you also have your own podcast. I mean, I know you do, you're a blogger, and I know we do, you know, you do public speaking with Mujeres Sin Limites, which is your events.
Yes.
But you also have your own podcast. So you've obviously evolved, yes. right? Your skills have evolved. Wouldn't you say that?
Yes. Yes. And I always want to tell people that don't be shy to try new things. Don't be shy to reinvent yourself. Don't be scared, because there is always so much room, so much new things for you to try. And I feel that when you're doing something that satisfies you, you do it with passion. You wake up every day and you're like, okay, let's do this. And you know that feeling at my events is a big challenge. Like, I cannot express how it is. And I'm just calling people, telling people, and I never give up.
I know what that's like, because we do, of course, a lot of events at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Do you feel that it wears you out, like the energy?
For sure. Like, okay. When I end up these events, my mom is like, Paulina, you're killing yourself for others. And I'm like, Mommy, I just love it. I'm dead. But I feel like I love connecting people. If they come and that network and they meet someone for their businesses, I'm like, great, I love it. You see, you had to meet this person to be successful. And I know you are like that too.
I think it feeds the soul, right?
Yes.
It feeds the soul. But at the same time, obviously, as I got older, I learned from one of my mentors, a saying that the first time I heard it, I was like, whoa, I didn't really like that, her quote. And then later on, I realized it was an important quote. And she would always say, take care of you.
Wow.
You know, true. She would always tell me that, John, take care of you. John, take care of you. This ended up becoming my business partner later. But at one point, she was my boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she would always say that, right? And as I got older, I realized that I couldn't, you know, help the world.
Yes.
You can't take care of everything. And I'm a man of faith. So I would always say, well, I did my best to help these people. I sure hope God takes care of them. Right. I did my best. And then I realized, now I got to take care of me, because I realized that it was wearing me out. I was getting burned out. And, you know, once I got married and we had kids, I was like, how much of this time and my energy and in my batteries am I going to save for my marriage, my wife, my kids? You know, you got to save some energy for them, right?
True.
And not get burned out, right? And so it's difficult. You have to learn how to balance that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's something that I always find my husband telling me. He's like, take care of yourself. I see that this is draining you.
Yes.
I know.
And let's give a shout out to Dr. Thomas, right?
Yeah.
If we may say that, a very good doctor at Hoag Hospital here in Newport Beach, right?
Yes.
Let's give him a big shout out. And the kids, right? Let's give them a big shout out if they ever watch this video. Because, you know, I think we all need that balance.
Yes.
For me, my wife gives me that balance. She's the, I get in the car, I'm in a hurry, and she's like, put your seatbelt on. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot, you know?
I know.
She's that, like we call it in, you know, yin yang, right? The balance. I think we all need that, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Do you find that that's what your husband is for you?
Yeah, I feel like we are a good team because we support each other. He's super busy, so he understands when I'm busy, and I let him have his free time, his hobbies. He lets me do what I'm passionate about. So
would you say this is your passion? Like this is kind of like your hobby?
Yeah.
What would you call what you do now with Mujeres Sin Límites? Would you say that's your passion?
It's my passion. I have created a big community. I feel like people are getting to know Mujeres Sin Límites. I run into people and they tell me, oh, I have been to your events. I love it. Mm-hmm. And it's been a year. And imagine for a year, do an event every single month. And all the events are super busy.
Wait, you do an event every month?
Every month, yeah.
Really?
I know.
That is quite the challenge. By yourself?
Yeah, I have a team of girls that support me.
Okay. But how many are in your team, if we may ask?
Three other girls. So okay. Alejandrina, Rebecca, and Daniela, they are great.
Shout out to the team, right?
Yes.
We can't do it by ourselves. Like us, we have Edna, Aya, and our team, and Ruben, our president, and we have all of our board members. So we have a big team. So it's hard to put together these events.
Yes, it is hard. And you need a team, and you need those people that support you the day of the events or to invite other people. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate them for this. Yes.
Yeah, we have our ambassadors that are part of our chamber, and that helps us a lot. And we have our youth chamber. So there's layers, you know, to every organization and every business. And I want to congratulate you because I've seen what I've been to about, I think I want to say two or three of your events at least.
Yes.
I know you had Adriana's insurance speaker, right?
Yes.
The founder of it, and she told her story. And a lot of other like social media influencers that have a lot of followers for different reasons, for like makeup lines and they're entrepreneurs, right?
Yes.
Financial industries.
Our last event, we even brought someone from Panama.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really good. So we are bringing all these amazing people to the community to give knowledge. And everybody was like, wow, after this event, I feel so inspired. You know, I always get positive comments from girls that they approach me and they ask me for support, and I'm always there for them. And it's so good to hear these successful stories.
Paul has a question real quick. I'm sorry.
We got people asking us online here, where do they go sign up for these things and learn more about them, and is there a cost, and where do you do them, all the details, where do you find them?
Okay, so I want you to follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
The Instagram is at eventos, like events mujeres, women, eventos mujeres,
and spell that for those of us that are spelling challenged here.
So eventos is eventos, and then mujeres,
Yes, right?
Yeah, Mujeres. Mujeres, yes.
And then also the website, right? MujeresSinLimites.com, which is it's www.mujeresin and then limites.com. So Mujeres Sin Límites. And the reason why it's in Spanish, it's because Paulina has a large following. I mean, you have thousands. How many people follow you on your Instagram? It's pretty big, right?
Yeah, like 9,000 people.
Yeah, so she has a lot of followers. And a lot of them are business owners, community leaders, financial people, a little bit of everything. And yes, most of it is done in Spanish, if I'm correct. But as you can see, Paulina speaks English. And there's a lot of people there that attend that also speak English. Quick question. I want to ask you this question because I think it's important. Even though your organization is called Mujeres Sin Límites, it's okay for men to attend your events.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we're clear about that.
I see a lot of men in our events.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, I always ask my group, you guys want the events in English or Spanish? Most of them are Hispanic and they tell me, please do it in Spanish because that's the only way that we can get to express ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I've been wanting to do a lot of events in English too, because I think you can get more of other communities too.
Yes. And we could do both, right? Like I remember yesterday I was at an event with our SBDC and it was basically help small businesses. In the crowd, there was a lot of people that were mixed, but predominantly Spanish-speaking people, right? And so when I was there to speak in English, I asked the SPDC people, do you mind if I repeat it in Spanish? Because I noticed in the room there was some people. And it's interesting, you know, when you're speaking in English to a group, and you can see as a speaker, as a public speaker, who is understanding you, who's connecting with you, who's smiling. And the minute I switched to Spanish for the other people in the audience, you could just see their faces light up and smile, and they appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
And what I try to do sometimes is I even throw in a little something like, even though like I was born and raised here, I'll always mention my dad and my mom and where they were born in Mexico.
Yeah.
And when I mention Jalisco or Michoacán, someone in the crowd would feel like, oh, I'm from there. Like, you know,
they feel related.
They feel that connection. You know, it's kind of like if I'm from Santa Ana and I'm in like, I don't know, up Northern California. And I say, like when I was in college, well, I grew up in Orange County. at the colleges, there might be some kids that are like, I'm from Orange County too. They feel that connection, right?
True.
And so sometimes throwing those things out there as a speaker, like, hey, let's switch it from English to Spanish, it just makes those people feel like they're part of the event, right?
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So we're doing an event next Tuesday. Yeah. This event is going to be in English. It's called Connect, Paint, and Bond. So it's an event we're going to paint with canvas. We have a teacher that is going to do it in English. We also have wine tasting and some food. And it's a place where I want everyone to feel welcome, that they can change their routine, they can open up. We're gonna speak about what has been successful tools they have used this year to be successful in their businesses. And we wanna invite you, everyone, to be there. It's gonna be in Santa Ana at Mas Café con Leche, 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that's 608 North Lacey Street in Santa Ana. Again, that's 6 to 9 p.m. That's April 30th, which is next Tuesday, right?
Now, my question is, I can't paint. All I can draw is stick figures.
But so actually, these places are those kind of places that they help you and teach you how to paint.
Need experience.
Or does it break everybody down because everybody's in the same boat? You know, none of us are probably good painters. So we all like little kids and we're exploring and just coloring outside.
You're there to have fun, Paul. You're there to have fun. That's the most important thing, right,
Paulina? And I always hear from all my girls that they tell me, you know what? My husband judges me. He tells me this. So this is a place where you can like open up and be you and change your routine.
Hey, not all husbands judge. Some husbands are good.
And some wives judge. She would judge my painting
to
be bad.
That's right, Paul. You say it.
But I tell you what happens is when you do a shared activity, I don't care what it is, particularly something that nobody's really good at, everybody's going to get up and tell jokes. Everybody's going to paint. Everybody's going to make something, make bread. It brings people together. Shared activities are what bring people together.
And that's
together.
The point of this event, right? Mujeres Sin Limites. Again, guys, mujeressinlimites.com.
Women Without Limits.
Yes, this is where you can go. And then also on Paulina's Instagram. Now, real quick, Paulina, before we run out of time here, because we got a few minutes, share with us also some of the things you're doing with marketing and content creating through your Marca Futura agency, because I see you do some great videos.
Yes, I know. So what brings me money is I have a marketing agency and I do videos for companies, corporate videos. So I help other companies promote their companies as the image of their company, and I create their scripts and I make the videos for them. I can make them their websites, logos, all their social media, even apps. So it's something that...
And you do the commercial from what I see, right?
Yes,
I mean, you're on the screen. You're talking about the business.
Yes.
So it's also like the talent, right?
Yes.
What is the future? Do you think you want to build like more representatives like you to be under you? Like more models, males and females, and just kind of do commercials? What do you think?
Yeah, I want people to contact me if they want to be part of my team, because there is a lot of companies that always need new faces. If you consider yourself good at speaking in camera or if you want to learn, I can teach you. My Instagram is PaulinaThomas0. You can follow me and I'm willing to help or anything you need.
She is willing to mentor you on how to be in front of the screen, right? Which I think also helps you be a great public speaker at like you are at some of your events. So again,
can I just tell you, people come in here every day, every week, very powerful people, very successful people. And when you put a mic in front of them, they freeze.
Oh yeah.
True.
Yes. We've had several people that we brought on the show, and the minute we tell them we're going to be live, you know, just watch what you say, they're like, wait, we're going to be live? We can't edit this. And I'm like, no, we're going to be
totally
live.
Totally flip out.
And they flip out. They're like, whoa. I gotta, you know. So, you know, some of us it comes natural, and others it's difficult. But I think it's important that we can help other people overcome those fears, because we all have fears. Like me, I have a lot of things that I'm fearful of.
We learned one of them. You're afraid to go up in the balloon at the Great Park.
Yes, I'm scared of heights. I'm not going to get on a balloon that in the middle at the Great Park. But I can get in front of thousands of people and speak and not break a sweat. And so everybody, but most importantly, please connect with Paulina, because I want to make sure that we're supporting, of course, Mujeres Sin Limites, who's one of our new members of our chamber. And it's all about collaboration. It's all about helping each other in the community. Paulina, anything else you want to add before we close off the show? Because we're running out of time, and Paul, I know, has given me the stinky eye.
No, I just want to say that embrace who you are, embrace your culture. Look at me, I have an accent and I don't care about speaking in public, in camera. Just embrace it and don't care what people think about you. Just be you. What makes you authentic is what makes you unique.
And stay tuned. We are in talks about doing a collaboration between our Hispanic Chamber and Mujeres Sin Limites. We're thinking of doing maybe like a women's conference or something, a mixer, an event. So stay tuned for that. I want to thank Paulina Thomas for being on our show with us today. Again, CEO of Mujeres Sin Limites. She's a blogger, a public speaker, an inspirational woman events leader, which is Women Without Limits, marketing and content creator. And she has an agency that helps your business grow through Marca Futura. So reach out to Paulina. We will be, of course, tagging her Instagram and all this in social media. If you have any questions, leave comments or questions. We can connect you with Paulina. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you, John. I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, I'm glad you were here. We wish you all the best. Continue all success. And again, we'll see everybody next Tuesday at your event.
Okay. Thank you. See you, everyone.
Take it away, Paul.
Well, there you have it. Another inspiring example of why you got to tune in each and every time to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.